Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With us today is Westbred Wheat Technical Product Manager John Fenderson for the Southern Plains. And John offers us an overview of top Westbred performers in 2021.
We continue to see a couple of our varieties do very well, particularly in the central and eastern part of Oklahoma. Those two varieties being WB4401 and 4699. Both of those varieties have some tolerance of Fusarium head blight. They also have some tolerance to the stripe rust disease, which was a significant issue this year. As we move west, our two varieties that seem to be performing the best this year are WB4595 and also WB4792. Those are tougher, more drought-tolerant varieties that have pretty good tolerance to wheat streak mosaic virus and have an intermediate reaction to the stripe rust disease that became a problem this year.
Thanks, John. For more information on Westbred wheat varieties, go to westbred.com.
With extreme weather across the U.S. and the diversity of prices, the soybean crops endured its fair share of ups and downs this year. I had the opportunity to speak with Tom Oswald of the United Soybean Board's Supply Action Team, and he said overall this year's soybean crop looks good.
But for the most part, I think the crop looks good. There's a lot of optimism in the crop, but it's never ceases to amaze me how diverse north, south, east, west the soybean crop in the United States can be.
Since weather can have such an extreme impact on the crop and its quality, the Supply Action Team works on behalf of farmers to help them grow better beans and put money back in their pockets.
So Supply Action Team is about the farmer. You know, it's about what are we doing at the national level to impact the farmers directly, and then marketplace and demand are about moving product, you know, interacting with customers, those type of things. So in supply, we're always looking at those type of projects that it's very likely a farmer will see personally.
What are some challenges that you're hearing that the Supply Action Team is trying to tackle?
First of all, we're seeing a lot of growth in high oleic potential of the demand, getting those beans out there on the farms. And that's one area where, for example, the non-GMO soy oleic is coming out that's been bred up that allow farmers to grow, hopefully capture a nice premium for growing that better quality oil. Has a very wide demand, especially in the food industry and industrial in some aspects. So, you know, that's one of the areas we're looking at. So breeding, the way I like to say it is, the Supply Action Team at the United Soybean Board is about growing beans better and growing better beans that people want. One of my friends from Arkansas years ago said, his daddy said, farming's about taking the sunlight, water, and some soil and growing something that hopefully people need or want. That's always kind of top of my mind. How do we farmers grow something that the marketplace wants? And we spend a lot of time thinking about that at the Soybean Board.
Looking forward, Oswald says he does have a couple of things that he's excited about.
One of the things I'm excited about is the high oleic is a big deal, the demand for high oleic. We're hearing a lot about biodiesel, biofuel demand. We think we fit very well in that space because the footprint of soy is very good. The process is very good. Of course, there's, again, always politics, but that's not our gig. You know, politics is the American Soybean Association side of things. Those things are looking very good. Again, the crop looks good for the people looking to buy our crop. And again, the diversity north, south, east, west is incredible. And getting together with those farmers to talk about it was a great thing.
Oswald wrapped up saying he believed the United Soybean Board's team is on the right track, along with soybean producers across the U.S. You've got farm news on Ron.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program.
That's our latest Farm and Ranch News. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.